Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Nurse Lynn Fisher of Washington County Public Health about National Diabetes Awareness Month. So, November is another one of our awareness months, and this month in particular is focused on diabetes awareness. So what can you tell me about Diabetes Awareness Month?
Well, it's celebrated every year in November just to increase awareness of American citizens about risk factors of diabetes and that it is quite a large health problem, health concern in our country. 29 million Americans have diabetes, which is an incredible number. So it's a great opportunity. We appreciate this opportunity to come over and talk a little bit about the month.
All right. Now, there are two types of diabetes that people are affected with. What's the difference between the two of them?
Well, and actually there are three types.
Yes.
There's one type that women get when they're pregnant called gestational diabetes, which isn't as common. People aren't as familiar with it. But the other two types, type 1 and type 2. Type 1 diabetes is your body doesn't make insulin, and so you need to take insulin every day. And type 2 diabetes is your body doesn't use the insulin very well. It makes insulin, but it doesn't use it very well. So oftentimes there's an oral tablet you can take and diet and exercise.
Okay, which one would you say is more common?
Type 2 is definitely more common, the type where your body is not using the insulin well.
Okay, diabetes can be caused by both external factors such as eating habits as well as genetics, correct?
That's right. Well, if you have a family history, you know, if your brother or sister or parents had diabetes, you're at a higher risk. And also ethnicity and race. African Americans are at a higher risk for diabetes, and are Hispanic persons and possibly Asians. So there is that risk factor as well.
You mentioned the gestational diabetes. I guess that's the first I've heard of that. So what is involved with that?
Yes, women, generally all pregnant women are screened for that type of diabetes, and it happens during pregnancy. And then the infant is watched when the baby's born. It's watched. It could be more likely to have complications right at the time of delivery. And so, and then that woman is more likely to develop diabetes later in her life.
Okay, so that's more of like a temporary affliction?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. What are like some of the risks?
Risk factors are age, over 45 years old, being overweight, and also this ethnicity issue, and the family history of a close personal relative, and a more sedentary lifestyle.
Okay. See, I've heard, you know, people say like, oh, all this candy, I'm going to get diabetes from it. Is that actually possible, or is that more of a wives' tale?
I think that's really more of a wives' tale. Certainly what you eat does affect what your blood glucose level is. So a healthy meal plan is important, but I don't think there is a cause and effect that if you eat candy, a lot of candy in childhood, you're going to become a diabetic as an adult.
Why do you feel like bringing awareness of a disease like diabetes, why is that important to have awareness of?
Right. Well, a lot of people may not know the risk factors and realize that they do have a risk factor for diabetes. And I think a lot of Americans don't realize the impact of diabetes on the healthcare system, on our economy. There is some evidence that people that have diabetes may have more complications with certain diseases like influenza. And then that does lead to higher costs, medical care costs. So, and 29 million people is a lot of people in the United States. So we do pay. You know, we all pay in to help pay for Medicare. And so that can have an impact as well on the economy.
So is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about Diabetes Awareness Month?
Well, there isn't a cure yet for diabetes, but there are still ways that people can take steps to have a healthy life with diabetes.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lynn Fisher. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.